This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
At the end of Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes righteous slaves of His, slaves that He loves. They are known as Ibadul Rahman. In one of their qualities, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. He describes them as spending part of the night in prayer, in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the next ayah, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. The next ayah, they're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep them away and turn them away from the hellfire. Very strange. What's the relationship between praying the night, part of the night, and then following this up with a dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you and turn you away from the hellfire? If anything, this is teaching us their humility and their worry that their deed might not be worshipped, and they're afraid and terrified of the hellfire, even though they spent an entire night or part of the night in salat. And what we're learning here is that this is the actual feeling of the heart a person is supposed to have after his worship, so that he's not carried away and begins to develop arrogance and become proud about his good deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He describes the believers in Surah Al-Mu'minun, He says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا. The believers are those who do what they're supposed to do of the good deeds. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. And their hearts are trembling out of fear. They're worried. أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, is this ayah referring to the person who commits a zina and drinks alcohol, and then he's afraid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of his sin? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا يَا بِنْتَ الصِّدِّيقِ. No, Ya Aisha, it doesn't mean that. It is actually referring to the one who does the good deeds and then he's afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejects them and does not accept them from him. And when you have such an attitude and you have such a feeling towards your worship, when you're always worried whether this worship has been accepted or not, what does that result into? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. Such people are those who rush to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will get there first, and they'll be the first ones who perform the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from them on time. Subhanallah. Well, this is why I leave you with one word of a salaf. They used to say, لَأَنْ أَبِيتَ عَاصِيًا وَأُصْبِحُ نَادِمًا أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَبِيتَ طَائِعًا وَأُصْبِحُ مُعْجَبًا. They used to say, if I was to sleep upon a sin and I wake up the next morning feeling regret and sorrow for what I did, it is a state that is much more beloved to me than if I was to sleep upon a good deed I did and then wake up the next morning all full of pride and arrogance because of the good deed that I had done. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, revive this kind of feeling in your heart. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might reject your deed. If you have such a feeling in your heart every time you do a good deed, then bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, that would be one of the biggest motivators for you to continue to do good deeds in hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us all. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.